Yes, day one of the championships tomorrow at Randwick. Just some track information from Andrew Bensley via Glenn Munsey. In fact, the track now a soft six, down from a five, with the Penno being 5.63. There's been 4.4 mils of rain overnight and 19.6 over the last week. So we're watching to see what sort of rain comes tonight there in the east of Sydney. There is some rain predicted tonight, but at the moment the track is a soft six. Brad Davidson, hello.
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, guys. Yeah, it's all dependent on what happens tonight. They are predicting up to 15 mil of rain around that Randwick region sort of tonight. So we'll see how that all pans out. But yeah, soft six at the moment. Sort of, I guess, predicting that soft track. But yeah, you know, it's that type of, or that time of year where it is a bit unpredictable, the weather, and we can get a bit of a deluge tonight, or we could miss it. So we'll just wait and see how that all pans out.
Just before we get to Royal Randwick tomorrow, some big news in Tassie yesterday as far as them cancelling racing for the moment.
Yeah, exactly right. 4 weeks they've cancelled racing effective immediately from yesterday. So no racing for the three coats for the next month, basically. So that the decision there made by the Premier of Tassie. So that was the big news out of there yesterday.
What about the first of the Group 1s tomorrow, the English Sires? How do you think this race will play out, and do you like anything in it?
Yeah, look, I think Mama Ragan's going to be very hard to beat, Loz. You know, not many horses run third in a Golden Slipper at their second career start, but he was able to do that. And you go through the form, and I know there's some nice enough horses there, but when you look at it and break it down, the Golden Slipper form is comfortably the best in the race. And I suppose the only little concern is his first racing prep. Can he peak again? But he's only had two starts, so he draws well for Nash, and I do think he'll be very hard to beat there. If there's a roughie, it's probably Cultural Amnesia, the 13. Really like the maiden win last time out. The second horse come out and bolted in by 5 lengths at Rose Hill on Wednesday, so I thought he was the roughie there, but very keen. Race 6, number 1, Mamaraga. I think he's very hard to beat, and I think he'll start shorter than his current quote as well.
What's your thoughts in the Derby, mate, with Castelvecchio $2.80, Shadow Hero at $3.90. We spoke to Mark Newnham this morning. Got to turn the tables, though, on this very talented horse, Castelvecchio, which, Craig Williams produced an absolute peach on it there last start.
Yeah, he did. I think the gap in betting between the two is a little bit larger than I would expect. Shadow Hero had the best late splits home there. In the Rose Hill Guineas, I know Castelvecchio was dominant, but it was due to the great ride for mine, and I don't think he's going to be in the same spot there from Barrier 9 on the weekend. So, look, not a race that I can really get away from the market. I don't think there's a great deal between Castelvecchio and Shadow Hero, and then Warning, the third favourite, does look the other main chance. If you're looking out wide, Eric D'Eil, the Queenslander, I think he can run a race here. He beat the older horses over 2,200 metres in Queensland on Brisbane last time out. He'll get the trip, no issue. And at around that $5 a place, he's not hopeless to run top three there in the Derby.
What about Nature Strip? TJ Smith, favourite, $3.60. But when I look through this field, Dave, oh, geez, there's some good horses at good prices.
Yeah, you're right, Loz. It's one of those races where, you know, it's probably the sprint of the year when you look at it. And, you know, a horse like In Her Time at around 30-1, not often she goes around at that price, but you go right through it. You've got Nature Strip, who I do think is the horse to beat. Having said that, I kind of agree with you. I think he's probably short enough considering the depth of the field here, but he has been heavily back since that final field and since he drew gate one there. But he should lead and be very hard to run down. He was dominant the other day over the 1,000 and, you know, did tick that 1,200 metre box at Flemington last spring. So he's the one to beat for me, but you go right through it. I mean, Parada's definitely a winning chance. He was brave there first up with a big weight, and he'll naturally improve and be better suited at weight for age. Centre and a lane, peaked second up at Bolton in this race last year. Redzell, he's probably a length off for mine these days, but having said that, he's going to be right there on speed, and he's just too good to ride off. And then you've got horses like Trekking, who tried well. And
what about Exceedance, good, mate, at 13?
Yeah, look, I think he's been a little bit disappointing in two runs this preparation. But having said that, he's kind of been at tracks that haven't really suited him either, particularly at Mooney Valley last time out. So especially if we get that rain tonight, the genuine soft track, I think that brings him right into it. I mean, the last time he was on a soft seven, he beat Bivouac and Coolmore Stud Stakes down at Flemington. So I really think if we get that rain, it definitely brings him right into play.
Now, one of our listeners, Para Power, has asked Davo, as far as the Doncaster is concerned, does Davo give Colding a chance in the Doncaster back on his favourite track, or is he just out of form and should we go around him? What are you thinking in the Doncaster?
Yeah, I'm against him, I must admit, there on the weekend. I've just been pretty disappointed by him this preparation. He hasn't really come back to really show much for mine. I know he's beaten 2 lengths in the expressway, then 6 lengths and then 3 lengths in the All-Star Mile. So for me, he's been a bit plain. And to add to that, he's got 7 kilos and a wide gate to contend with. So I'm definitely playing around him there in the Doncaster. I think that Brandenburg's a weighted horse this year with 50 and a half. Look, you go right through it, and the George Ryder has been the right form line for the Doncaster in recent years. He ran fourth in that race, and he meets horses like Super Seth, 4.5 kilos better off from that race, and beat him home comfortably. So he looks the weighted horse. I think if there is a great roughie in the race, year-long prince there for Chris Waller. Loved his 2 runs back. I think he's ready to peak here third up from a spell. He would love that bit of rain to come tonight, and if it does, I think he's right in play here at around $26, and obviously gets in with no weight in his back in what looks a very open Doncaster.
Yeah, it's been plenty of money for him at odds too, Yulong Prince. So your best sounds like it's coming out of the size.
Yeah, race 6, number 1, Memoragen, the best of the day for me. And like I said, I still think there's a bit of value there, punters. I think you'll start shorter than about the 320 quote he is right now. I think the best value is race 5, number 3, Gaelic Chief. And I just love the setup for this horse, particularly if we get that bit of rain tonight. Just have a look at his pattern. Third up every prep, or the last 2 preps in particular, they put the blinkers on, and he won this race last year, and then third up last prep in the spring, he ran 2nd in the Metrop, beaten 0.2 of a length, when again they put the blinkers on. Love the way he finished off last time out. I think he'll go very, very close at $9.50. And the other one to mention there in the last, Rubisaki, if we get that rain tonight, will be extremely hard to beat. We'll probably start closer to $2 if we get that rain, race 10, number 2, Rubisaki.
Have a great weekend, mate.
Cheers, guys.